Hi, good night. This is Candace Sanders on BBS Radio. This is the Odyssey program. My co-host Mike Schultz is off for the night. We wish him a great week. He will be back with us next week as scheduled. This week, I get the whole show. I want to put out for those who are listening that the phone lines are open to call in to me and to my special guest tonight. I'll give out our numbers here. The numbers are 877-876-5227. So keep those numbers handy. You can call in and ask questions of either my friend Lynette Hunter, who is a beautiful, wonderful healer from the Bay Area who has joined me tonight. And we will discuss what's going on in her world. And again, for those who are listening, anybody that is interested in calling in and asking questions of either Lynette or myself, we are open for the next hour to take any calls. So welcome, Lynette. How are you?
I'm doing beautifully, Candia.
Good. Well, I am good. And I would like for you, please, to share with the listeners a little bit about who you are, and I've already said you're from the Bay Area, and what it is that you do. They all know that I'm a healer, medical intuitive, and you and I work on very similar levels and planes. However, everybody has their own little bit of magic, and so I would love to hear, or have you share, actually, with the listeners.
Well, thank you. Well, for almost two decades now, I have been working with freeing people from what has held them back. And I have come very deeply to trust the instinctual process that people have in their journey home. And I see this as a journey home into the self, into union with all.
So that's beautifully good.
Yeah, it's something I very much enjoy doing. Primarily now I'm working with groups, facilitating an actual experience of the awakened state, and then I share tools with people to deepen that state.
Well, then, is there something that, I know this is a little more challenging over the radio, however, and the internet, but is there something that you could explain more about in terms of what it is that you do? Do you work with, of course, I know, but they don't. So do you work with your groups? Do you then facilitate in terms of getting the energy going between everyone? Do you work with individuals as you do? And, you know, if you could, again, enlighten us more on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a rather unusual ability to work simultaneously with everyone in the group. So I am able to lift baggage, if we want to call it that, from each person simultaneously, and my spirit is completely directed by their soul. And so whatever they are ready to let go of, whatever is keeping them from being in a state of union with themselves, comes off, and it's quite a gentle process. It's quite a rapid process.
So we love that, gentle and rapid at the same time, especially in today's time frame. When everything is happening so quickly, we need to be ready for this. We need to be on top of this. So are there words of advice that you would give, like a quick tool? But let's say there are those out there that are really open and that, okay, what can I do to change? What can I do to shift things? What would be the first thing that you would recommend?
What I would do is teach the state that I call the center of the alignment. And it's a state that one can kind of catch if someone else is embodying it. So that is actually something we could do this evening if people want to participate in that.
Oh, that's fabulous. Here. Okay, so we'll explain that then. If they want to participate, what is it that we can do then?
Well, we could go through a process of really bringing all of the attention inward and so that the focus comes more on the internal life rather than on the external stimuli. And
which is
in
a
doing
challenge.
In doing this repeatedly throughout the day, people can find more and more peace in the life. There's a whole process associated with that, and I'm finding it's incredibly valuable for people right now on the spiritual path, because I'm hearing from people all over the world that things feel intense or chaotic or jittery. It feels like time is speeding up so much right now. And so for us to begin to stabilize the field, to learn how to work within a space that feels quite fluid, and how to actually feel seated within our infinite being, in that fluidity, is so valuable right now.
Well, I would absolutely concur. I mean, I think about all the different clients that I work with and all the different things that are amped up in their worlds, in everybody's own personal private worlds. And it's everything coming to a head, in my book, virtually, from lifetimes of experience as well as just in this life, and all the things that are coming to them via their bloodlines. Everything is happening right now. So how wonderful that you are doing this and facilitating it. We need to share with our listeners, too, that you live in the Bay Area. However, for those that are in the Seattle area, you're coming to the Northwest this next month, right, to teach several classes? Or is that over a course of several months?
Yeah, I'll be training healers over a period of about 6 months in Seattle.
And then are there other ways that people can connecting with other classes? Do you have more in the Bay Area? Or?
Well, one of the things that I do is a weekly conference call where I go into the etheric realms and in the quantum field, which, of course, is beyond space-time. And so there are people from all over the world who call in, and I'm actually working with them and with a team of multidimensional beings who also come in and assist us to lift the baggage that is ready to move. And we also work with meditating together, with feeling the circle, the supportive circle, and with knowing that there are so many of us here who are going through a similar process. It's been valuable.
It sounds really exciting. It sounds peaceful. See, when I hear you, and I'm thinking about if I were one of the listeners, what I hear in your words is that it's, to me, it's very exciting. If you think about it, the emotion that elicits is excitement. However, from you also generates this incredible sense of peace. Now, you combine that, I would guess, and I also know from experience, that that's what people are really striving for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that peace is what is most highly sought after in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't often have an actual experience of it, where the body, the cellular memory, remember how to go back there again and again and again until it becomes habitual. So there are ways to repattern the nervous system. This is one reason I like to work with people around the world on this call every week, because their nervous system and their brain, their neural pathways, and all of the fields of order that we are in begin to come together. They become congruent. And when there is no longer one part of the self struggling against another, it's a lot more quiet and peaceful internally.
Well, when you have worked with different ones, obviously from all over, when they hit that level, right, when they get to that center alignment of peace, do you find that they are more, let's see, what would I say, more thrilled to do more things on the planet, to be more a part of it, or do they, you know, is it every individual, you know, an individual in this case, some want to just be, you know, peacefully cohabitate with their gardens, or do you feel that once people get to that point that they feel even more engaged to be a part of the human race?
You
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And everyone is different. And you know what's funny these days, Candia, is that it changes from moment to moment with each person. So it might feel like one wants to be very external and out in the world and on airplanes a lot. And then the next month, one might want to be a hermit and do nothing but sit and meditate and be quiet. So things are moving at a very interesting pace these days, and people are responding to it in different ways, and this is fine. It's normal to have all of these different responses and to have things change moment to moment. It's an organic process. You know, the one is waking up, and as we all learn to come into oneness, we're all waking up together.
Oh, it sounds like what you're doing is great. Okay, so now what you were, and I kind of moved you forward, but what is it that you thought that we could do tonight as a group on the radio?
Well, we could actually go through a healing experience. We could do some meditative work, and I can actually do what I do. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I think that's great. So then let's just go for it. And then let's take how long do you think that will take? Because what I would like to do is, again, put out our number so that those who are interested in talking to Lynette, again, it's Lynette Hunter, or myself, Candia Sanders, we would love to hear from you. Our number is 877. This is our toll-free number, 876-5227. And for those who are in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. So we would love to hear from you at any point in time. However, in the next little session, I think that we will move forward with letting Lynette show us some of her amazing abilities to tap into higher frequencies. I think it sounds very exciting. You know what? Before we go there, too, one of the quotes from the Tao Te Ching that I wish I remembered those things well. You know, I can get an overall feel for things and remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that quote, but can I say word for word? No, not one of my specialties. But what you were saying was so perfect with what is in the Tao, is about that it's all perfect. It doesn't matter if it's fast-paced or if it's, you know, you're still working through things, it's all perfect, and that it will always change. And to not get too hung up on it at any point in time, and just let it go and keep moving forward. And so you said it in your own words, and I'm thinking, how brilliant is that? Because I was just reading that in the Tao. Again, I wish I could remember word for word to paraphrase back to put it in sync with what you're saying. But it's absolutely so true. And I think that's really, really important for all of those out there to remember that it's a process. And that if you can be out in the world, or you can be the hermit, or things can be really hectic and then slow-paced, or things can be a little bit more challenging, or I don't want to say traumatic, it's the wrong word, just more challenging, and then they can be peaceful, and it always will flow. It will always come back. It will always come back. So,
just like
with those words. Yeah, it is. It's just, and people get so worried. I'm really caught up on this. And but where were you a year ago? Think about how much has changed since then. So, okay, we will let you do your thing. I think this is wonderful. I don't know if, my knowledge, Mike hasn't done this before with one of his guests, so this will be really a fun new direction for us tonight. So the mic is yours. I will be quiet.
Well, that will be fun. Let me experiment here. So let's have an exploration together.
Okay.
For maybe 10 minutes or so. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Every time we do this, there's something new that happens. So if you can think about this as an exploration, where you have the opportunity to come more deeply home inside yourself. This time together will be a reminder of union. So if you can take a few moments with us to close your eyes and to be internal, that would be lovely. Begin to bring all of your energy towards you and to let go of what has been pulling at you today. And just have these few minutes for you. feel your heart beating? That steady heartbeat as it moves the blood through your hands and down through your feet. And imagine that you are in a circle with everyone else who is listening. And remember the one who is calling us all together. It is this longing for home, for union, for contact with each other, with beings who are similar and on the spiritual quest. Begin to feel your deep connection with the heart of this planet. Beyond the surface, with all the difficulties that we hear about, go right into the heart and soul and connect with the essence of the planet. And then feel yourself connecting with the heart of this universe. And begin to sense the immense support and presences around you. And then feel yourself sitting in the center of your circle. If you can imagine your energy field around you in a sphere or an oval shape, imagine that it's even from left to right. Often we get so active and so productive in the society, we tend to be way off to the right side of our auric field. So it's your field. You can bring it right back into balance so that you can also be receptive at the same time. And then envision your energy field even in front of you and in back, so that your presence with yourself and your presence with others is also balanced and even. And then sense whether your field is even above your head and below your feet. And again, in this society, many of us run around with our fields way up above our heads, because we're quite mental. And when you take a few moments to settle back in and to feel your entire field kind of settling down underneath your feet, it can provide a stabilizing experience where you feel more foundationed in yourself and in your life. So as you feel yourself in the center of your own circle, your own energy field, nicely balanced, just notice how you're feeling. This is a wonderful tool to use many, many times throughout the day. It's quite simple. But it is a process of returning to yourself that will continue sequentially to build on itself. And many of you have probably heard of the chakra system, the seven energy centers in the front and back, and it's your head, and also going down your root. So imagine that those chakras are about the size of your palm and that they're close to your body. So in this moment, there's no need to sense the environment with those chakras. So if you've ever felt oversensitive or overly aware of other people's emotions, too empathetic, your chakras are probably out there scanning the environment, and the chakras are vortexes. They pull in energy. So if your chakras are too large, you can pull in somebody's emotion. So one way to be able to be around lots of people and not be overwhelmed is to pull all of your chakras in, the size of your palm, and about 3 inches away from your skin. And again, it's your energy field. It will do what you direct it to do. This is the magic. You are truly in charge of your life. Most of us need tools to learn how to be in charge. So this is another tool to be able to be in what we would call the state of mastery. When you're able to manage your own energy field, when you're aware of where you are in space, again, you can have a much more peaceful experience during these intense times. Now think of any thought, repetitive thought, or repetitive emotion that has been troubling you recently. Just hold it in your consciousness for a moment, and we're going to soften these as much as you desire. We're just going to soften them. So again, focus on the center of your body, feeling your heart beating, your infinite heart. And let the resonance of your eternal self continue to move outward throughout your entire energy field, throughout your entire history, throughout every experience that you have ever had as a soul. Let your heart touch those experiences, known and unknown. And you can make a choice to be willing to be in union with yourself, with all the facets, all the aspects of yourself. Many of us have had experiences in the past where we kind of shoved out a part of ourselves. Or perhaps we did something that we were not proud of and we banished that memory. But it's still in the energy field. And it still causes a stress or a tension in your experience. So especially in this state of feeling at home, taking some time for yourself, if you can begin to invite the parts of yourself that are ready to come home, it would be lovely. And imagine that this circle is on a very gentle wave. So there is a soft movement that is occurring. And allow yourself to relax into this container. So as Candy and I work together this evening and answer questions, you can stay in this container, in the circle. You can feel the peace and the support that is here. You can feel the thought structure softening. And you can be more deeply at home. Okay, Candia, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. What a wonderful shift on the radio and on the internet. Now, perhaps there are other programs that are doing that, but I haven't heard them. So how wonderful for you to share that with all of us, you know, myself included. I mean, what's really great is Lynette and I have never met each other in person. However, we have this affinity towards one another, and I have great trust and respect for her. So it was just perfect that it worked out for her to join us tonight. So I want to thank you again for being willing to come on and share your infinite knowledge with us. Now, I have to tell you, give me just a second here, but I'm going to find that from the Tao, because it's just so perfect for what you had said, and I want to share it. I just found it. You know, I've got all my little notes and things in front of me. It's called The Heaven of the Moment, and it just is so perfect for what you just did, too, the whole healing meditation. The Heaven of the Moment. Always thinking of what you like and what you don't like exhausts the energy that could be used to fuel your passion. Events of life are always changing. Everything is made new in your life between the time you read this line and this one. Difficult times and joyous times can follow each other as swiftly. When good times arrive, welcome them. When they seem to pass, let them go. When pain arrives, do not despair. It will pass as well. You will sometimes feel strong and whole and sometimes weak and partial. This is not a problem. Do not let these things distract you. I love that. I just love that. I love the Tao. And it's so succinct with what you were talking about earlier. So I had to share that. It's one of those. It is. It's just fabulous. You know, if you think about it, it was written a very long time ago, and there aren't, you know, it's just one of my favorites. Of all the different things that have held up through time and history, that's, to me, it's got some great, fabulous wisdom. So it's just so perfect for this evening. So, again, our number is 877-876-5227 for those who are listening or at all interested in calling in and asking a question of Lynette or of myself. We would love to answer it. Don't be shy. Be brave and, you know, willing to hop on the bandwagon. And if you've been listening, you're all safe and fabulous in your own little circle of light, which is, just imagine. I mean, just imagine for a brief moment, if everyone were completely in their light, what this planet would be like would be incredible, because most people operate outside of their light. And if everybody were there, it's like one of those commercials that you see, you know, an icon, a cartoon icon, where you've got the planet and have all these bits of light. It's almost as if, have you ever seen one of those photographs of the United States from space where it's all lit up? It's all basically light pollution. However, we're going to use it as a positive tonight, that if everybody were in their light, how much light we would radiate and what a difference this planet would be. I mean, not only the people on it, but the planet herself. So with everybody out there who's listening to that and you're feeling more content and open, if you've got things in your life that are challenging or you want to shift it, again, please give us a call here tonight, 877-876-5227. And Lynette will be with us here for the next half an hour. So in the meantime, tell us some other things that are going on, or some of the things, you know, whatever direction you would like to go in terms of what you have learned along your path, something, because that's where I think we can all learn is when, let's say you've been challenged with a particular event in your life, what is it that helped you turn the corner? What is it that helped you shift? What was, you know, because if you went back on your timeline, I'm sure that there have been pivotal moments, because in you sharing that story, others then can hear, oh, she had to go through that. Well, I'm going through that, and look where she is now. It gives people that ability to jump into their light and go forward and not get stuck.
I'd love to do that. I've had a very interesting life, one that has been marked with tremendous suffering. And it's truly a miracle for me to be in the state of peace that I'm in most of the time now.
I mean, see, this is the thing. This is what amazes me about you. I just hear it in your voice. It comes through. It resonates. I want you to know that. It just really comes through. So when you say, and if I guess I'm being the as if I were one of the listeners listening going, you sound so incredibly in the state of bliss, how could you have possibly had such, you know, so much trauma or tragedy or challenges? So anyway, keep going. But, I mean, it just really comes out where you are right now.
Yeah. One of the things that I tell people is that anything can be healed. Anything that there is, anything that has been created, anything that you've been through in your life, I know this. I know this through personal experience. One of the great qualities that I have is that I'm very stubborn and tenacious. So that's one of the things that kept me going. Many of you could relate with some of the experiences I've been through. Moving a lot as a child, having my father die, abuse, physical abuse. I was 16.
Oh, 16, okay.
Yeah, traveling a lot overseas with, loss of friends on many occasions, and early marriage and divorce, and loss of my health. Health completely crashed. I nearly died. And that's when it began for me. So one of the ways that I can actually stand there, it doesn't matter what somebody has been through or what they're telling me, I know that it can be a gateway, that moment can be the opening, because that's what happened for me. I had to become proactive. I had to take charge of my own health. And these times of crisis can be such incredible openings, if that's what we choose. So there was that process. And that's what led me into healing work. And then my little daughter, of course, was the greatest teacher of all. She came in 94, brain injured.
When she was born?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was one of those situations where, as a mother, you know, the instinctual protect the child. There was nothing I could do to keep my daughter from suffering. There was nothing possible. I did everything for years. I gave up my practice, which I loved. I was a 24/7 carer for this medically fragile child. And for much of that time, I truly assigned myself to a prison because I blamed myself for having her at home with a midwife and not checking out her credentials enough. So watching one's child suffer and blaming oneself, I think is probably the worst suffering that a human being could endure.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. As a mom, I would totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's the most helpless feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You're helpless. You can do nothing. You can't take that from the child. You can't take the pain. You can on a certain level, but you can't alleviate it completely.
Yeah. So for 8 years, we were in that way of living. You know, medical visits all the time, doctor visits, physical therapy. And I did many things alternative as well to help her be more peaceful because she was extremely traumatized emotionally. She had had a lot of invasive procedures. And then when she was 8 years old, she passed on. So in the last 4 years since then, what I have taken internationally is what I learned. And I'm not talking about techniques here. You know, sometimes techniques can be helpful. But it's really what you come to embody because you go so deeply inside of yourself that changes the people around you. And for me, that is the most potent way of healing. When we are able to stand in a state of union with ourselves and of peace, there is a continuous resonance that flows out. It touches the quantum field. It touches all of humanity. And we don't need to be perfect with that. It's just when we can take ourselves back into a state of union with ourselves in peace, it will help shift what is happening in the family, in your neighborhood, in your country, and in the world. This is what I've learned experientially, that that time of crisis was my greatest teacher. I learned about the incredible resilience of the human spirit. I'm not one of these people who just wants to ascend and leave the body behind. I don't judge the human being as being less than a spiritual being because I watched the incredible human spirit and tenacity, the will to survive when there were no places to live, where there wasn't enough money, where there was another divorce, where there were so many terrible things, it seemed like, that were happening. And so I had incredible respect for what we're capable of as human beings. And I see that spirit now between people. Even though a lot of people are feeling this subtle anxiety all the time or this chaos and people don't really know what's happening, when we remember what we have come through as a species, and this incredible spirit we have, and we honor that within ourselves. Again, that spreads its wisdom out into the collective. I think most of the work we have to do on this earth is internal.
Oh, I would agree with that. And what we've done, though, we live in a society that is so externalized, and everybody gets a pat on the back for being so externalized. However, for things to truly shift, we all have to go inward.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, in today's world, that's really difficult. I mean, for someone who is not open or ready. You know, and you know what, though? This is what's so funny about that. That's the paradox. It's all perfect. No matter what, everybody, wherever they are on their path, it's perfect. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the state of affairs on the planet. It's perfect. It's the way it's supposed to be at this moment. And everybody, you can go into the whole drama that it's bad news. You know, we've got pollution. We've got Bush in power. We've got this. We've got that. Hello, it's perfect. It's where it's supposed to be on the evolutionary path. It's all perfect. And when we get to that point, I mean, look what you've gone through. And yet, it was perfect. It was perfect because your daughter and her soul chose that for all the right reasons, and you chose that experience for all the right reasons, and what an incredible catalyst for you to shift your awareness to the point where you're now working with people from all over the world. That's huge. That's huge. So at the time, I'm sure it was more difficult to see the perfection in it as you watched your daughter. However, now in hindsight, in retrospect, you can. And I think that's an incredible story to share for those who have had difficulties or challenges or tragedies in their lives, that they can shift it. You absolutely can shift it. I'm with you. There is nothing that can't be healed. You know, even Jesus said if we had the faith of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. It's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah. It's all we have to hold on to.
And that faith is remembering who we are. Mm-hmm. Truly remembering that we are part of the divine, that there's no separation. That's what's so exciting these days.
Yeah,
people
are
beginning. Mm-hmm, they're beginning to touch each other with that kind of kindness, that compassion.
You know, and you see it all the time. You see it, even though, and in fact, I wished, at one point in time, I heard that there was a newspaper that was going to concentrate on nothing but positive things, and I don't think it ever surfaced, but the concept was good, because there are acts of random, what was that book, the Random Acts of Kindness, that you see all the time, except for it's never noticed, and what we hear about instead is all the negativity, and yet it goes on all the time, and I would agree with you, it's expanding exponentially. And again, this is, for example, this is a connection, is the concept that a movie and the book called The Secret, this is no secret, this has been around for centuries, however, it's hitting mainline consciousness. That's the part that's great, and it's awakening people that would not have maybe come to those concepts otherwise because of their family environment, their past, their programming, their social environment, whatever the case may be. And I see it happening in all different kinds of walks of life, which is really wonderful.
Yeah.
And obviously you're seeing it too. And I really appreciate you sharing your story because I think it will help others when they look at their own life, saying, well, look what she's done. Look what I can do. If she can do that, and she lost her child, not to mention everything else that's gone in your life, look what you can do. And it really comes out, like I said earlier, it really comes out in your voice, this sense of peace and wholeness that you have. So with that sense of peace and your desire then to obviously go out and hit the planet, and I mean that in a very positive way, you know, with your energy and impact the planet with your positive, you know, healing abilities, do you find yourself, in essence, almost like how I see you? Let's just put it this way. How I see that is it's almost as if it reminds me of the old-fashioned, you know, it's the pagan ritual of the maypole and everybody getting around and, you know, coming together and in a big circle with their hands and the flowers in their hair and singing and laughing like children. And that's kind of the energy that I see from your work. That's the visual I get from that, meaning that when I see you touching everybody's hearts and, of course, then how they feel about their lives, I see them branching out and holding hands again. And it's such a typical quintessential painting in my mind of the, you know, the long flowing skirts and the flowers in their hair. And, you know, you can almost hear the music in the air. But everybody laughing, and it's what we would all hope to, you know, participate in. And when I see you and your work, that's how I see it. I see you connecting people all over by having their hands connected. And that sense of freedom and giddiness and laughter and light is the offshoot of that. That's like the frosting on the cake that comes from this. That's what I see when I see your work. It's pretty incredible.
I think so many of us have a deep yearning for that kind of connection, that feeling of belonging. You know, we don't have the tribes anymore, most of us in this culture anyway. We
right.
don't have that ancient sense of belonging. And yet when you begin to realize that there are so many of us here on a similar journey, and when we begin to connect up, we are connecting etherically. There's a wonderful tapestry that's being woven right now. Even though we can't see each other, all of us who are participating in the show right now, etherically in the quantum field, we are all connected. We are touching each other. And we are saying to each other, remember. Remember who you are. Remember why we're here. And that is so exciting.
It is very exciting. Now, I need you to talk in. You know, it's very interesting. Lynette and I talked earlier, and what's amazing is that between the two of us, our energy and frequencies are so high, we kept blowing out the telephone lines. And so I could hear it just a little bit again on the phone. I'm going, oh, no, don't tell me we're going to lose you again. I could hear it. That's why it's like, okay, I need you to talk again. I want to make sure you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you sounded normal again, but you did. You started to go off in cyberspace there for a second. Now, for those
of
you...
Yeah, I was working.
So I could tell. I could hear it. For those of you who are just catching the show, we've got about 10 minutes left. I have, as my guest tonight, Lynette Hunter, who is an amazing healer out of the Bay Area. And, again, my co-host, Mike Schultz, is off for the evening, but he will join us next week. And just for a quick bit on Mike, please check out his website. You can go right through BBS Radio and connect to Mike. He's got two different videos out, one on the Sands of Time and one called The Temple of Stone, where he's done a lot of research on some of the ancient histories and what I would call the metaphysical connection with it. And they're very fascinating. So if you haven't had a chance to check them out, you can go on his website and order one up for you because they're good. They're worthwhile. So, again, my co-host, Mike Schultz, will be back with us next week. And, again, we have time for anybody who is still willing to be brave tonight. Give us a call here at Odyssey on BBS. And our phone number is 877-876-5227. Again, 877-876-5227. And for those who have... they're just joining us. She missed out on Lynette's wonderful healing meditation that she did earlier in the program, which was a wonderful connection with those of us who are, you know, I got to participate. And it was really fun to participate because I'm usually the facilitator, so it was really nice. And for those who are listening, to bring us into this nice grouping, this connection, I could feel it. I could see the connection going out there while she was directing it. I then set my intuition out there, and I could see everybody out there through the airwaves connecting, wherever you are, and it was wonderful. I know you could see it too, but, you know, it was really fun for me, like I said, being one who usually is the facilitator, to be able to see it at this level, as a side view. It was great. I want to thank you again for sharing that.
You're so very welcome.
So then... we've got a little bit of time here. What is it that you're concentrating now on, you know, in this next juncture in your life? Obviously, you're coming to teach a class here in Seattle. Now, are there other places where people can find you? Are you teaching in the Bay Area or elsewhere?
Yeah, occasionally do a workshop down here in the Bay Area, sometimes in the rest of the country, other parts of the world. This year it feels more important, Candia, to be on the West Coast.
Well, then that's a good thing for me.
Yeah. So there are a couple of focuses right now that are emerging from me. This is how I work now. I simply go with what is emerging. I have trained some incredible healers. And most of them now are in practice. They are using the techniques. They are using the state of being to assist others in shifting their lives. And so my focus now is more on network of those who are on the spiritual path and beginning to help people have more of a felt sense, an experiential sense, that we are truly connected here and that there is so much support that is available. You know, I truly love being a trailblazer. As tough as it's been this lifetime, I have truly loved it. And it's an incredible joy to be involved with this process right now as evolution is leaping forward so rapidly. The possibilities right now are incredible. Coming into a state of harmony, working with each other, more aligned with nature, more appreciative of the earth and her gifts, we can begin to experience that internally. And as we do that more and more, it will spread out naturally, because consciousness is forever flowing outward from us and touching everyone else. It's not something we have to deliberately do. The love that we feel in the heart when it's open naturally is radiating out and resonating out to everyone else. So most of what I'm doing these days is connecting people, taking them into an experience of truly their infinite nature. And once someone has had that experience, it's impossible to go backward.
That's very true.
That's it. Yeah.
Once you know, you can't unknow.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't possible.
Yeah.
It just isn't possible. Well,
yeah.
We were talking, Lynette and I were talking earlier today about putting together a workshop here in the Northwest with the two of us teaching. So for those who happen to be in Oregon and Washington, and closer, if you're in Idaho too, if you're willing to drive, we are thinking about putting on a workshop together in the middle of June. We are still fine-tuning that, but if any of are interested in possibly joining us, you can contact me through my website, www.candiasanders.com, and email me, and we will start making a list of those who might be interested in joining us, because I think it will be an awesome day to participate in. So again, you can contact me through my website, www.candiasanders.com. Do you have a website they could also contact you?
Yes, I do. It's www.accelerateawakening.com. Accelerate with an A.
Glad we knew about the A part. That's great. Oh, that's great. So either you can contact either Lynette or myself. And Lynette is no longer doing private consultations. She's doing more of the group healing sessions. I also am doing those, but I also still take private consultations because I absolutely thoroughly enjoy it. So if you are listening and are at all interested, again, you can contact either one of us through our website. And we want to thank you for sharing this past hour with us here on Odyssey. We have a few more minutes. And is there any other information or ways for people to contact you? Is that the best way, is through your website?
I could also give out my office number.
Okay.
That is 831-659-2654.
Perfect. Go ahead, give it one more time.
831-659-2654. And we will be doing some free healing sessions for the public. Many of my students are going to be contributing with these as well. And this will help build the community, and the feeling of community.
Oh, that's great.
I expect we'll begin next month.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the Light Network, and we're just putting the volunteers together now. We have the phone line, and we can take many, many calls from around the world at the same time.
Oh, you're kidding. So, how exciting is that?
Yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while with the Accelerated Awakening track, and people have had such an amazing experience of deepening their peace consistently in just a few months. So I'm wanting to also offer that to the people who can't perhaps afford to pay for a track. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, when you say track, are you saying like a CD type of thing?
A weekly track, as in a long-term. It will be available for people long-term.
Is that, what is that, though? Maybe I'm not reading you right. Is that through the Internet or...
Well, it's through a conference line.
Okay. So where people can literally sign up for that where they can sign up, and then they obviously would pay for a certain amount to get online with you once a week type of thing.
Well, there is the Accelerated Awakening track, where we go through very specifically every chakra, every level of the field, all the major issues. We do very intensive healing work during those sessions, and also I teach people how to deepen it for themselves, because that is very essential. And then we'll also be doing the free calls, so people can participate.
Yeah. So they can have a combination of
both. Yeah. The last time we did a free call, we had people from 5 countries, and I think we had about 85 people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was lovely to hear all the different accents.
Oh, how great. You know, now, are you doing that over the Internet or just on telephone?
It's on the telephone, and people can listen to the recordings of the healing sessions because the frequencies, of course, are in the recording. And you can actually deepen the healing experience. Whatever issue we were working on is on the MP3 file. And so people sometimes, if they have an issue with power or authority, they'll go back and listen to that one over and over because it deepens their experience in healing every time.
That's great. So again, they can access that through the MP3 files. Is that through your website?
Well, through the website, they can get the information for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. What? How exciting. Well, I want to thank you again. This is Lynette Hunter. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Odyssey program. You've been absolutely delightful. I love it. And I want to thank you again for your time personally from me to you. And again, you can contact Lynette at... if you're all interested, at your convenience, and contact her through her website or through her office. And or you can contact me, Candia Sanders, through my website, which is just CandiaSanders.com, or my personal number. My office is 360-608-9555. Thank you for joining us over the past hour. We want to thank Don, our wonderful host of BBS. He's fabulous. If it weren't for him, we wouldn't be here tonight. Thank you, Lynette, for joining me. This is wonderful. Stay tuned next week at 8 p.m. Mike Schultz, again, my co-host, will be back online with another fabulous interview with someone wonderful out there, and I will be taking calls the last half of the you know what? Here I'm saying this, and now I'm saying it. I think next weekend, isn't next weekend Memorial Weekend? If that is so, Mike will be on his own. I won't be there. Here I'm thinking because I'm all off on my calendar. So it could be all of Mike's next week. So he will have a wonderful interview now that I say this. And so join him for that. And with those words, have a fabulous week. And we will look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye-bye.